Len Wilde by Bert Greensmith, read by Kevin Wilde. Our boat captain downhearted when Joyce says to me, "Hast you heard about Len? Well, I thought something had happened to thee." "No," she says, "he's been here 10 years, and I'm just ringing you to say we're getting together and giving him a do." I thought, what a grand idea, that's a right nice thought, but I hope there's no one expecting me giving thee out. It's not that I don't like thee, no, I like thee a lot, but it's daft giving folk summat who have more than you've got. So I sat myself down to get toss afoot to cart. There were not much on telly and wife had gone out. I says, "Now come on, Bert lad, they'll be expecting some wit. So I come up with this poem for thee, I hope thou likes it." You know you can write down nice words without feeling a clarted, but I shall never forget it were thee who got me started. "Thus ease a poem says what I want without going over top, and I wrote it for thee, cause I can't buy one in a shop." Now some of you might think you've had enough with him, and to contemplate much longer makes you feel a bit grim. But you'll be happy to know, and sympathise when you hear, that some poor sod put up with him for 80 odd year. But I'll drink to your health, Len, and another 10 year. And next time I hope thou bring somewhat better than beer. So here's to thee and the kinfolk, and don't get this end riled. Like the name seems to suggest, here's to an old friend, Len Wilde.